more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. Welcome to the January 2nd, 2011 edition of Inside the County Board. I want to wish everyone in the audience a happy 2011. 2011 does bring some changes in Milwaukee County government, as Board Chairman Lee Holloway has now taken over as County Executive of Milwaukee County, and that'll last for 30 days. In late January, Holloway is expected to appoint an interim County Executive who will serve until the election of a new County Executive in April. On December 28th, Holloway was sworn in as County Executive in a ceremony at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And we're going to air for you right now a rebroadcast of his full remarks. You may have seen some reaction in local media. We want to make sure you can hear all of Chairman Holloway's remarks as he was sworn in as County Executive.
I want to start off by thanking my mother and my father who got me here. But first of all, I want to thank my oldest aunt and probably one of my oldest relatives, my Aunt Elvira. I think she's 92. And she still looks good. Look at her. My mom and dad put a lot of values into me. They were sharecroppers from Mississippi. And they came to, my daddy first got acquainted with urban America by being in the service. He served 4 years and a half in the Army. And one of the, they told him about jobs in the North. And so one of the first places he went to was Chicago. But he didn't like Chicago. It was too fast for him. So he came to Milwaukee. And he ended up working at various different sites of American Motors, and he finally got a family kind of job, that's Lattice Company. And he worked at Lattice Company for 35 years. And he got so close to the guys that we even went hunting and fishing with the guys at Lattice Company. We even exchanged sandwiches and whatever, which was kind of difficult because it was very culturally diverse. And my mother, my aunt, they worked at Inland Steel. It was a female, basically, run company. They had a union. And they would go out on a union, and my mother would take me there. They'd be picketing and raising all kinds of sand. And they worked there for 33 years or longer, all that time. So I come from blue-collar family, hard-working people. Yes. That believe in working for their living. Yes. So that's who I am. And I'm not ashamed of it one bit. I'm very proud of it. Equally important is my wife, who I believe like 37 years. Raise your hand, Linda. She still looks good. I look at her and she looks really good. I'm very proud of her and my four sons and whatever. And so I come from good stock. And I also have my goddaughters, Nico and Jessica. You know, they are in my life. And we're trying to make sure that Jessica goes to a little school in Mississippi and get a degree. We're working on that with her. We brought it back up. Working with her. I feel good about being the first African-American county exec, but not just by the name of it, because I've had that before. As you remember, I was the first chairman of the board in 165 years, so this is not a real big thing. And I got there with almost all of the supervisors supporting me. And then even some who didn't support me felt that he should have, right, Sam Whipple? you know I'm a guy that don't bring it out. You know that, so forgive me. we have a real task that we got on hand that we got to deal with. The thing about it is that I'm somewhat perceived in the papers as like a monster or a slum landlord or all of those kind of things that we know that the city, and I'm sorry, Mr. Hines, we know that the city used the building inspected area as a revenue base. And we got to adjust to that and do something about that. It's not just the city, but the county is in bad shape as well. So we all are in this together. So we got to find a way that we can work together. Next 30 days, I'll be working on mental health. I mean, some of you might know that I've had a strong background in mental health. I'm working with Jerry Lyday, and we brought a consultant in from New York. And we are working on a master plan that we'd be able to reduce what we pay in for taxes on mental health. Right now, I was just shocked that we spend about $200 million a year in mental health. Did you hear me back there? $200 million a year that we spend in mental health. I think we can do better than that. What do you think? What do you think? I think we can do better than that. I think there's a model that we can come up with that will reduce the taxes that we're utilizing of the $200 million and use more federal dollars, having a model that we can take and charge federal dollars versus taxpayers of Milwaukee County. That's what I plan on doing. I plan on submitting that sometime in the latter part of January, at least from a rough draft perspective, and let my supervisor be able to kick it around, whatever. And they will, and we will come up with a good model. I have a friend as the governor, and not necessarily a better friend, but a friend. A friend, I'm expecting to go up there and deal with the dedicated funding. I don't have a problem with no. I prefer yes, but I'm going to ask. I'm going to also look at putting in a sales tax. Some of you might be opposed to that, but I think the sales tax, we got to do something in removing the transit system off of the property tax. We just can't have the bus system on the property tax. We're one of the few large systems in the country that still have taxes on the property tax. We did have a resolution that we were able to pass 52% against a lot of people who thought we were not able to get that percentage approved. We got it approved in the legislative body, and then surprised all of us, I mean all of us, even probably Scott Walker, that Governor Dole vetoed. That really gave us a setback. So we still got to find some way to get the bus system off the taxpayers' back. I'm going to try to find some way to do that or continue doing that, whether I'm county executive or chairman or whatever. I just think it's just unfair and that we just got to do something better to do that. In January, I will appoint an interim county executive with a management background who understands the importance of carrying out the policies set by the county board. That person won't necessarily be a person who will be doing anything political. That person will basically be setting and supporting policies. That's after my 30 days, cousin. Not now. The individual will respect legislative process rather than advancing personal political agenda. So this person will either be through with politics or not involved in politics. It'll be a person that we all should be able to work together and should not expect any surprises. I'm going to be setting those kind of relationships with that person before we get started. As you know, I will continue to work very closely with the county board. They've been my friends for a long time. Even those who don't necessarily vote my way, they're still my friends. I expect that. But we work closely together because we need a balance. A balance is extremely important because what happens when you do a balance, you begin to see where you may not be altogether right and you have to adjust and whatever. Even if you're in a minority vote, you still play a very significant role in terms of policies that are set in Maumee County. And that's real important. I do plan on keeping in contact with Governor-elect, who will soon be the governor. I plan on working with him as much as possible. I hope he don't forsake Maumee County. I hope that I have put enough learning experience on him for the 8 years. And I have learned a lot from him as well. What I do plan on doing, staff are here, I don't plan on tying your hands. I want that all of you, if you got any ideas, bring it to me. I want to make sure that we got an opportunity to expand ourselves and use your creative mind. I have talked to briefly some of the staff people and they started sharing me some ideas. And I want to tell these tax haters that I'm not a tax man. I'm going to give you this concept and see whether you can understand it. I was talking to an engineer, and he indicated that they do about $6 million of work a year. And I asked him, how many engineers do you need to do that? He said, oh, about two. We subcontract out. So I said, well, could we hire two ourselves? He said, yeah. And I said, well, if we hired two ourselves, would we be able to make some money? Or would we just be cost effective what we do in the day? He said, we could hire two, pay for their salary, and also make about $400,000 a year. I said, now you're talking. That's the kind of concept I'm talking about. Not increasing tax, but utilizing the resources we already got to create revenue and to expand the county board. One of the things you want to expand on is because the more you expand of the jobs, the cost of the staff goes down. So we got a lot of retired people here. About 50% of our body is retired. We got to do something to be able to do cost effectiveness to bring that down. So that's one of the things in terms of the mental health, is that we got to do something to bring that down. And one of the ways we can do that is create another model that will allow us to take a contract out to the feds and then take that off the taxpayer back. And that's one of the things that I'm thinking about trying to do, at least put into motion. I want to thank all of you for coming here today. I do appreciate it. It's sending me off. It's motivating me to do a good job. I'd like to appreciate all the staff people who come, who didn't have to come. I appreciate you coming as well. Many of you don't know, or do you know, that I had an opportunity to serve as county executive and chairman of the board. But I thought that was just a little bit too much. And then I had Supervisor Mayo pretty much slobbering at the mouth for the job. That I've decided in my wisdom to appoint Supervisor Mayo to make some more history. Stand up, Supervisor Mayo. And so therefore, I'd like to thank all of you, and you see my side of my humor. And then my barber didn't get a chance to take care of me today. You should have did that. Got me up here looking woolly, but that's all right. Thank you so much for coming.
That's County Executive Lee Holloway at his swearing-in speech on December 28th. Coming up after the break, Supervisor Pat Jurcik will join us as we discuss Maumee County's strategic planning efforts. Inside the County Board returns on News Talk 1130 WISN.